Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, but I'm talking about doctor strikes, not in Ireland, but in England. So those who are working in the National Health Service, rather than the private sector, a lot of them are on strike. Resident doctors, we used to call them junior doctors, but that was so demeaning we had to rename it, which is preposterous. But you know, some people are so immature, won't accept what they are. But at the beginning of your career, you are junior, right? Like people who get promoted, they are senior, or is that offensive too? Anyway, so you see this wokery and hypersensitivity gone absolutely bonkers. So a 6-day strike, and this is the 15th time they've gone on strike over pay over, is it the last 3 years? So that was it. So I have no sympathy with this one, because they have their salaries. I mean, they're not huge. But they applied for the job. They knew that. The salary was advertised. It's no surprise. They still had inflation busting pay rises under the Conservatives and under this Labour government that's been in office for almost 2 years. And the country can't afford it. Oh, we just want pay restoration to be where we were in real terms in 2028. Sorry, in 2008. We are not where we were, you know, 18 years ago. The economic situation is worse. It's parlous now. It's worse in every occupation. So that is the reality. So we can't turn the clock back and pretend that money's there that isn't. So anyway, if you don't like the salary, don't do the job. Right? There are other sectors. Nobody goes into medicine for the money. People who are that brainy and who are that hardworking, if they really want to make a mint, they go into banking, they'd be coining it, something like that. But they don't. They have this extraordinary privilege to heal, to save life, to do things most of us are not allowed to do, as in to prescribe drugs and give injections and perform operations and so on. They have that public trust. So they did it. They went into it because they wanted to alleviate suffering, ideally, and not because they want to make lots of money. If they don't accept that, they're obviously, you know, don't have a medical vocation. They should get out. They should do something else. And British doctors are well paid on a world scale. I mean, not the highest. I know in the USA it'd be higher, or even some countries with salaries are just sky high anyway, like Switzerland or Luxembourg and so on. But they're much better paid in the United Kingdom than in comparable countries such as France. In Eastern European countries, even compared to average salaries like Romania or Russia or whatever, is badly paid. It's like a working class job. It's not, paid not that much more than the minimum wage. And they have no difficulty recruiting these people. So they need to get over themselves. Anyway, so resident doctors, they're about 45% of the workforce. And I was friends with a consultant psychiatrist, and he went on pay, strike over pay some years ago, saying, you know, we have begged and beseeched, we have pleaded, we have warned them, the government, for several years, and they're just not doing it, and I will strike, and that's it. And patients will die, and it won't be my fault. We desperately strove to avoid doing this. Eventually, we need to stand up for ourselves. And all right, several years ago, we would have had sympathy, but they've done a lot to increase the pay since then, and that is the reality. So try and make sure that patient services don't suffer. Some of the more senior doctors are going to fill in and do what the resident doctors would have been doing. So some operations and treatments that were scheduled to go ahead have had to be cancelled or sometimes postponed, but not sine die. Now, other operations, they've managed to go ahead. Maybe the person who's performing it is not going to be there, because obviously for complex surgeries, you can't just have the surgeon, you have to have other doctors there as well. So that's very difficult. Anyway, the resident doctors, they've had pay rises of worth 33% of their salaries in the previous 4 years. You tell me any occupation, like anywhere in the world, that's gone up 33% over the last 4 years. That is staggering. You know, anybody else would give his right arm to have that one. And they still said they're 20% less than they were getting in 2008, bearing in mind inflation. I don't know if that datum is correct or not. Let's assume it is. Well, tough, because we're not in 2008. This is a new era. I'm sorry, there's been a lot of belt tightening. And yeah, so we're all in this together. Okay, or you might say maybe the richer pay more. All right. But the BMA, you're not a political party. You don't have policies on everything. You don't ever have to explain where the money's got to come from and so on. But what they're not telling you is they have these extraordinarily over-generous pensions. But one thing I might do to them is say, okay, we will bump up your salary, maybe to whatever, but we're going to take that out of the pensions, will be lower. Most people would rather have, you know, bread today than tomorrow. Are you going to live to 67? Probably, but there's a slight chance you're not. It's always better to have the money now than later on. If you've got it now, you can do something with it. You've got that down payment for a house. You can invest it, something like this. Anyway, so the British Medical Association, leader of the resident doctors, Jack Fletcher, said that he wanted to avoid this and he was apologetic for this and so on. He had the following to say: "These strikes are entirely avoidable. If we keep treating doctors as an inconvenience rather than an asset, we end up with a national health service that simply doesn't have enough doctors." Close quotation. Well, the United Kingdom has no difficulty attracting doctors from overseas. Now, some doctors in South Britain and indeed the rest of the UK said, "Well, bugger this, I'm off to Australia or the United Arab Emirates or somewhere like that. Maybe the UAE not this week," because they got better salaries and lower taxation or no taxation in the UAE, better conditions in some sort of ways. So that's it. Now, where's greeting? A thoroughly evil man, the health secretary. This is a rare occasion where I have some time for him, is quite correct in saying that they've already been treated with great liberality. So they've really got nothing to whine about. Okay, and that these strikes are costing hundreds of billions of pounds. The 15 strikes have cost over £3 billion in the last year. I'm surprised it's not more in the cost of the missed operations and so on. And did they have to sort of pay agency doctors more to cover these people? And then an operation be delayed weeks, months, and the patient's condition can get worse. Somebody could even die because of that. So no sense of Hippocratic obligation. They're going to do the best for my patients, regardless of my economic situation. Could you take on more shifts? Could you just work 3 days, do some other work? No, don't take it out on the patients. So yeah, patients, we're sick and tired of this, of being held to ransom, this sort of blackmail over us. Anyway, the leader of His Majesty's most loyal opposition, Kemi Badenoch, says that she would outlaw doctors going on strike, as they already do for the army, the Royal Navy, the Royal Air Force, the police, and so on. MI5, MI6, the latter, these organisations, not even allowed a trades union. She didn't say she would go so far as to forbid physicians to have a trades union. Okay, you could legislate for that. I wonder if that might be going a bit far. I'm fairly libertarian. Then again, and doctors are an emergency service. But I don't know how you would enforce this ban. Would they actually get jailed for going on this? Or, I mean, any cost might take it out of their pension fund. That's the one of the things I would do. All right. So, or maybe bar people from being physicians. What do you think should be done? So, Northern Ireland, I don't know if they have these problems. North Britain's had some of these problems. I'm not sure about Mid Britain. Republic of Ireland has not been so bad, but we have a healthily growing economy. So yeah, I think that doctors, they just have to live in the real world. Say that it's true that people are not as well off as they were a generation ago, and that is that they have to face the hard fact. That's the reality. And if you didn't accept that, you shouldn't be a doctor. You know, whining that I don't get make as much, I would be a stockbroker. Be a stockbroker then. If you think that's what you're worth, you think you can cut it in that field, why don't you do that? If money is your primary concern, as patently it is. So, they don't get huge amounts of money, but they do get things that other people don't. They do get the satisfaction of saving lives and maybe some less moral satisfaction from what they do in their work. So I think all this canonization of doctors, that they're so heroic, they're so ethically actuated, really is nonsense. I know there are some good ones, but I know that more than a few are doing it for rather darker motives. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallat7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.